We're here at the Venerable Fire Museum on May 10th. This is Nate Grimm along with Troy Rissi interviewing Keith and Mary Franz. Keith, tell us a little bit about how the Cedar Lake Fire Company got started.
On a very nice Labor Day weekend, we had a group of people here for a picnic. Some were relatives, some were friends, some were neighbors. And we had a good-sized group here, and we're located in the town of Polk in Washington County, and with this group of friends and neighbors and relatives and that sort of thing, that type of group, we were here and for a picnic, and we became aware because of sirens and smoke and smell that there was a fire nearby. And we determined that it was on Highway, is that Highway 18 or is that Road 18?
18th Avenue 18th in West Bend, just out of West Bend, towards Jackson.
Yeah, toward Jackson and Pleasant Valley Road. And so at that time, we had a fire truck here at Firebell Farm, and it was serviceable, and we used it for training and so forth. Well, this group was made up, as I said, of friends and so forth, and there were a number of people that had firemanship training here. So we decided we would go and see what was burning and if the local department needed help. This area that we are located in, where we are now, is still pretty much rural, and so we thought maybe they might need some help. So we responded to that, what we deciphered was the location of the fire. And it was a barn fire, and it was located on a corner where there were several other wooden buildings. And the West Bend Fire Department had responded. And so I went to the chief in charge. I don't remember if it was the chief of the department, who was Carl Peters, or if it was one of his battalion chiefs or assistant chiefs. And I went to him, which is a normal way of handling a situation. The responding company at any fire will report to a chief or someone that's there ahead of time. So I responded anyhow to that gentleman. It could have been the chief of the department. And I said, could you use some help? He said, do you have water? And do you have some people? Do you have a ladder? I said, I have all of the above. He said, good. Go to the barn across the street, across the road, and provide coverage, which we did. And we were there for about 2 hours. And then we were discharged or relieved of our need there, and we went back to the picnic, and we had, as I say, we had been there a couple of hours. We dropped a fire line, a hose line, and we covered the roof of the building and put out small fires that caused by firebrands landing on the roof. And we had the right equipment for what we did. A couple of weeks later, I got a call from Carl Peters, the chief in West Bend, said, let's talk. Come on to the office, to my office, and I got some ideas. So I did. And he thought that if we had a piece of equipment like we had and we did a good job for them, that we could perhaps be of some help in a situation like that. He said, this is kind of a sparse area for coverage. And he said, and you did a good job. And have you ever thought of maybe forming some sort of organization that you could provide auxiliary help for us? And I said, sure, I've thought of it many times. So that's when the Cedar Lake Fire Department or Fire Company was formed, basically at that time. And
that was in 1961, correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was when that happened. So we subsequently, it was timely because the state of Wisconsin at that time was taking on. Because all over the state of Wisconsin, it was thought that there should be some standardization of training so that the volunteers, the paid departments, had standard equipment, the same size threads, same size ladders, or whatever equipment could be standardized, so that when there was a mutual aid situation like we had at that particular fire that I just described, we'd all be talking the same language and having the same equipment, more or less.
Keith, I'm just going to add there, so the kids know, mutual aid is when someone has a fire and they call neighboring departments to come in and help. So when you're going and working with other departments that have different vehicles than you, your hoses and all that kind of stuff work in conjunction with whoever you're working with. So
it's also called marriage, mutual aid.
I guess going back, so you had a small group of guys that were ready to help out when needed.
Right.
Were you quite active there in the 60s? Do you have some memories there of, was it every couple months you would be helping, or was there certain fires that you remember the most that you guys helped with in this area?
Well, we had barn fires, yes. Yeah, we responded to various fires. We responded to several barn fires in this particular area. To begin with, we did not have radios, and we had to be alerted by neighbors, people usually that would come to us, and or departments that would call us, and that was by telephone. We had a neighbor barn burn here on Hillside Road. We had some notable fires. We had a loss of one of our neighbors, a farmer's wife, who was killed in a fire that we had here.
House fire.
A house fire. And actually, we had two of those in our experience in our early days as responding to fires. We had a fire at Peter's Hardware in Diefenbach's Corners. That was a little odd. Slinger was there, and fire department was there, and we found out about it when the wife of the hardware store owner came and said, would you come to the fire? Come to the fire we have. And I said, sure. So that was a neighbor call, you might call it. When we got there, Slinger was there yet, and they had responded to the fire early on. And I don't remember the details of it, but the chief at that time asked if we would assist. And I forget all the details of that fire, but Slinger Fire Department had already responded there. And let's see, we had several car fires on Highway 41 before it was an interstate. We responded to several car fires, and one fire we responded to, we had a small piece of equipment. When I say small piece, it was a lot smaller than what you see on the road today. It was a 1924 Seagrave from the city of Madison, and we still have it in the museum now, of course. But that was the first fire truck we had. And but it had all of the necessary equipment. It had a ladder. It had tools that were required. We had 500 gallons of water. And so we did have what was required. But anyhow, we responded to one fire on Highway 41, and there was a state patrolman there. And we had a red light on it, and we responded. And after we had put out the car fire, state patrolman came over and said, you're not allowed a red light. And I said, yes, we are allowed a red light. We're a fire company. And he said, well, I never heard of the Cedar Lake Fire Company. And I said, you're standing in Cedar Lake right now. And he looked and he said, there's no water here. I said, no, this area where we are now used to be a stop for the stagecoach. And I told him, and I said, this is a lesson in history for him. I said, if you look in your history books or look around in the maps, you'll see Cedar Lake is still listed on the map. And that was a stop for a stagecoach. And that's how Cedar Lake got started and got on the map the first time they got on a map, I guess.